Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Obvious Atoms, The Story of a Successful Businessman by Robert R. Updegraff, is a classic short business fable that illustrates how clear thinking can outperform flashy tactics. First published in the early 20th century and frequently rediscovered by entrepreneurs, marketers, and managers, the book follows a seemingly ordinary professional whose greatest advantage is the ability to notice what is right in front of others. Through a series of practical episodes in sales, advertising, and business building, Updegraff shows how Obvious Atoms turns plain facts into profitable decisions. Rather than teaching formulas or technical theory, the story highlights a mindset: observe carefully, ask simple questions, and act on evidence instead of assumptions. Its enduring appeal comes from how quickly the lessons translate into daily work, whether you are writing copy, evaluating a market, coaching a team, or choosing where to focus time and money. The narrative format keeps it approachable while still delivering disciplined thinking tools. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of noticing what others overlook. The central lesson of Obvious Atoms is that competitive advantage often comes from attention, not complexity. Adams succeeds by training himself to look directly at the situation, strip away noise, and identify the most evident facts that others ignore because they seem too plain. In the story, this habit becomes a repeatable method: observe people, products, and context, collect simple, concrete information, then make a decision that aligns with what is actually happening rather than what everyone assumes is happening. Updegraff uses the contrast between Adams and more conventional business thinkers to show how easy it is to miss obvious opportunities when you are chasing cleverness. The broader point is that businesses frequently fail not for lack of ideas, but because they misread customers, misunderstand what motivates buying behavior, or do not test their beliefs against reality. By making the act of noticing feel like a skill, the book encourages readers to practice active observation and to value plain truths. This approach supports better prioritization, clearer messaging, and fewer costly detours. Secondly, customer-centered thinking in sales and persuasion. A recurring theme in the book is that effective selling begins with understanding the buyer rather than pushing the seller's preferences. Obvious Atoms focuses on the customer's point of view, what people already believe, what they need, what they fear, and what would make a decision feel safe and sensible. In practical terms, the story promotes listening, learning the language customers use, and presenting benefits in a way that fits their everyday experience. Updegraff emphasizes that persuasion becomes simpler when you address real motives instead of imagined ones. This is especially relevant for sales conversations, proposals, and product descriptions, where teams often default to features, jargon, or internal priorities. Adams shows that you can be more convincing by being more straightforward, because clarity reduces friction and helps the buyer see the next step. The takeaway is not a trick, but a discipline. Approach each selling situation with curiosity, test assumptions with direct questions, and shape your message around the customer's reality. The result is higher trust, fewer objections, and a process that scales because it relies on understanding rather than pressure. Thirdly, advertising and messaging that leans on simple truth. Obvious Atoms also serves as a lesson in advertising fundamentals. Strong campaigns usually come from a clear grasp of what is true and relevant, communicated without unnecessary decoration. In the narrative, Adams avoids the temptation to make messages complicated or overly creative at the expense of comprehension. Instead, he looks for the plain angle that connects the product to the audience's immediate concerns. This reflects a timeless advertising principle: people respond to what they can quickly understand, picture, and believe. Updegraff's story suggests that many weak ads fail because they speak from the company's ego, not from the consumer's needs, or because they hide the best-selling point behind clever wording. Adams's method pushes the reader to ask basic but revealing questions: what is the product for, who needs it most, what problem does it remove, and what proof would make the claim credible? The lesson extends beyond traditional ads into modern marketing emails, landing pages, and social posts. When your message is grounded in an obvious benefit and expressed plainly, it becomes easier to remember, easier to repeat, and more likely to convert. Fourthly, decision-making through evidence and small experiments. Another important topic is how Adams approaches decisions with practical verification rather than opinion battles. The book portrays business as a series of choices that can be improved by looking for facts, measuring response, and adjusting course. Instead of relying on seniority, instinct alone, or fashionable strategies, Adams tries to learn what is actually happening in the market. This can include checking conditions on the ground, comparing alternatives, and using straightforward tests to reveal what works. The narrative makes this feel accessible. You do not need complex analytics to be evidence-driven, only the willingness to observe outcomes honestly and to change your mind. Updegraff's depiction reinforces that many problems are solved faster when you reduce them to what can be verified: who is buying, what they respond to, where they encounter friction, and what is causing wasted effort. This mindset supports better budgeting, stronger forecasts, and more resilient planning. For modern readers, the concept aligns with iterative marketing, rapid feedback loops, and customer validation. It encourages humility and focus. Do the next sensible test, learn from results, and let reality guide the strategy. Lastly, building professional value with clarity, humility, and focus, beyond tactics, Obvious Adams is a book about professional character and how it creates long-term results. Adams is not portrayed as loud or self-promoting. His advantage comes from clarity, steady attention to the essentials, and a willingness to do the unglamorous work of understanding situations. Updegraff uses this to highlight a career lesson. In organizations, the people who consistently make things simpler, easier, and more customer-aligned become invaluable. Adams earns trust by being reliable and by pointing to what can be seen and confirmed, which reduces drama and increases confidence in decisions. The book also implies that focus is a form of courage, because it requires rejecting distractions and resisting the desire to appear brilliant. Readers can apply this by improving how they write, present, and plan, remove clutter, define the real objective, identify the smallest actions that create the biggest impact, and communicate in plain language. This approach strengthens leadership, because teams follow those who clarify priorities and remove confusion. The story ultimately argues that success is often the cumulative effect of obvious actions performed consistently and thoughtfully. In conclusion, this book is best for entrepreneurs, salespeople, marketers, managers, and anyone who wants to make better decisions without getting trapped in complexity. It also suits readers who enjoy business lessons delivered through a short narrative rather than a textbook-style framework. The main benefit to a reader's life is the mental shift it encourages. Pay attention to the plain facts, think from the customer's perspective, and act on what you can verify. That mindset can reduce wasted effort, improve communication, and lead to more confident choices at work and in personal projects. The book is worth buying compared to similar business titles because it is compact, memorable, and unusually practical. Many modern books add layers of terminology, models, and step-by-step systems that are hard to apply under pressure. Obvious Adams instead trains your judgment, showing how to cut through noise and find the simplest true idea that drives results. Its lessons translate across industries and eras, making it a strong addition to a personal library even if you already read widely in marketing or management. You can finish it quickly and still revisit the core principles for years. If you would like to support Robert R. Updegraff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.